old-fashioned day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hello, everybody. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Check us out on iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Go check us out on Stitcher. We are all over the internet at www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Go make sure that you check it out. Give us a review. 5-star rating. Subscribe on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Make sure that you can contact us. Kings at Kings of the Podcastle. How's everybody doing? My name is King Mike. I am King Mike. I am joined today. But we have the original cast here.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
The original cast is what? Rocking and rolling
Impressive.
Today.
Does anybody have to leave in the middle of this?
I don't think so. I think that we're here for the whole thing today. So.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, by the way, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
It is Memorial Day.
To all of our troops who have served home and abroad.
Is there anybody here who's a veteran of any kind?
No, I don't think so. Is anybody served? Does anybody
know? I'm a veteran of hangovers.
Wow. I used to throw the the parachute people out the window.
You did? I did that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
What?
You know, the little army parachute. Men with the parachutes?
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
No, not at all.
I played G.I. Joe. I mean, if you want to go that way, I used to play G.I. Joe.
Oh, me
fuck
too.
That. I played Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. See, we serve every day.
Right.
By the way, is it double XP weekend?
I don't know. Yes, but it is Memorial Day weekend. We are hosting this episode is called Episode 18, She's Legal.
All right.
Yay. Yeah. All right.
She's finally.
Welcome to it. Yeah.
Who is she?
18 weeks of this shit. It's not shit. Go to iTunes or Stitcher and subscribe
free.
For free.
Free.
Good God. So tell us a little bit about your weekends, everybody. Devin, let's start with you. Where did you host over the weekend?
The Why Not Lounge.
And that was a lot of fun. I went there last night with you. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Did some comedy there and then also did some comedy at Cafe Annie's. How was the headliner?
Amazing. She was very good. Amy Dingler.
Amy Dingler.
What's her name?
Amy Dingler. Yes. She actually started off as a rodeo clown.
Really?
Like, yeah.
She's a badass then if she really was a rodeo clown.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, because you have to be an elite person to be in the circle of Jaeger, and there's a rodeo clown there now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very nice. I don't understand what the meaning of that story was.
It's a Jägermeister commercial where the rodeo clown joins the group.
Okay, gotcha.
At the very end, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Never
It's got the guitar player from Slayer in it.
Yeah,
he's sitting at the round table of the Jaeger round. It's pretty badass. You got to be
Keyshawn Johnson.
You got to be badass to be in the
round
table.
Yeah, pretty much do. Yeah. It's pretty fucking
I've actually met a few rodeo clowns. None of them are females, but they are some tough cowboys.
Did any of them have a name like Dingler?
One of them name was, B.J. Schumacher.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. B.J. Oh, B.J. Schumacher.
BJ Shoeshiner.
That means I like to tickle the bull's balls.
That is what that means.
Okay, all right. But the reason I was bringing up the headliner, of course, I was there, so I saw her. She was absolutely hysterical.
Dingler.
But the reason I bring up Amy Dingler's name is because there just happens to be Dingler. Yeah, that is her last name, unfortunately. But there's a story this week that came out that Jerry Lewis still hates on female comedians.
What?
I don't know if you knew this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis is not a fan of female comedians.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa Lampanelli.
Neither is Adam Carolla. He had that about a year ago.
He had that opinion.
Really?
Yeah, he said female comedians are not as funny as male comedians.
Oh, that is BS. If he would have seen Amy, she was rocking that room.
Yeah, she was.
She really was.
I think on average.
Oh, go ahead.
On average.
go ahead.
From what I have seen thus far.
Uh-huh.
The male comedians are better.
Okay.
But do you think that's because the comedian market, it serves a male audience? Do you think people who go see comedy is mostly a male audience? Or
I think it's mixed for sure from what I've seen.
I mean, but how many dick jokes have you heard on stage and how big an applause does that get?
Most women do male comedy. Like the woman last night, Amy Dingler.
Yeah. Greg can't get through the name. He can't even get through.
I mean, she used a wide array of expletives and adult. I mean, stuff like guy humor.
Yeah.
And same thing with Lisa Nampanelli. She talks about how many black dicks she gets in
right.
her, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of the successful women comedians don't usually talk about women's subjects. Sarah Silverman is dirty as all hell.
Right.
It's just the successful ones go the male side.
Yeah. Amy was not afraid to refer to her crotch as a snatch.
Right.
You know, and definitely was encouraging all kinds of males of any sort to come and have a taste of it.
What is it, like blue waffle?
I don't know.
Boy.
Good God. but yeah, Jerry Lewis was at Cannes Film Festival this week, and he said, quote, I cannot sit and watch a lady diminish her qualities to the lowest common denominator. I just can't do that. So he really hates female comedians.
Wow,
interesting.
That's pretty rude.
It's coming from a fucking
like straight
dipshit.
Up rude.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis is a dipshit?
Yeah, he's a genius comedian.
Yeah, he is. But now he's like old and senile and stupid. Still,
he followed that up with, that. And I don't think they should have the right to vote either.
Does that screw woman's lib?
Does that fall under the "I'm old, so I can say whatever I want" category?
I think
though,
so.
Probably.
It's getting up there to Bill Cosby years, definitely.
Well, but he's, I mean, whenever you do, yeah, like Zach said, whenever you get that old, you can basically just ramble on. But whenever he was in his heyday, he was a genius. I mean, like,
Nutty Professor, the original, was better than Eddie Murphy. I'm sorry.
I never ever saw the original Nutty Professor.
It's hilarious,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
Jerry Lewis's old comedy stuff is timeless. It's where Jim Carrey comes from. It's where anybody who is physical comedy today comes from Jerry Lewis without a doubt.
And him and Dean Martin, I guess, were like the big thing. Martin and Lewis, right?
Of course.
Which the Rat Pack kind of always frowned on that.
You can get a $5 shake at the Jackrabbit Saloon called the Martin and Lewis. That was a Pulp Fiction reference there.
I got that.
That failed miserably.
I want to do heroin now.
Or go in the bathroom and snort coke and go, damn. I said, goddamn.
What else do? What other shows do we have coming up? Anything? Anybody? Anybody want to promote a show that they have?
I enjoyed the crowd at Sluice last night.
Oh yeah, we did do Sluice last night. I forgot about
thanks
that.
For getting convincing guys. Top beer.
And of course, every Thursday night at Star Island Resort on West Erlo Bronson Highway. You can find me at 5 to 7 doing
trivia.
Oh
yeah, trivia night every Thursday. I forgot about that.
Trivia Ete, which is a trivia in Spanish.
He will be hosting your trivia show.
That's right. And also starting Saturdays this summer, 5:30 to 7:30, I believe, is what we're going to be doing. I will also be again at Star Island Resort.
Really, yeah. Thursdays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I need the money.
I need it bad.
Gonna have a baby.
How's that coming? Update us on the baby stuff. What's going on?
Well, Stephanie's right here, so she could talk as well if need be. But the baby's growing good so far.
Yeah.
How are her boobs? Have they gotten larger?
Are you talking about my child's boobs?
Yes.
Yeah, how's the kid's boobs getting?
Hey,
she 18 yet? She 18 what?
Oh! You stay away from my daughter, Devin.
Size 15 shoe over there.
Episode 18,
in.
She's legal, buddy. That's who we're talking about.
The doctor's going to be
born
like,
yet.
I see a head. I see another head. Those are tits.
Are you?
This is when I'd like to point out that the age of consent in Florida is 16.
Yes.
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
17.
Really?
He's
17.
Very knowledgeable of that. He's looked it up.
Man.
He's looked it up.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of dumb girls out there.
Was
that's
there
all I'm
different
saying.
Maternity clothes hanging on his boom mic last week? Y'all
no,
like
it's
the same
thing. Oh, it's the same. Okay.
Yeah, same pair of granny panties.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't seen the most recent pictures, yes, there are granny panties hanging on Donovan's boom mic over here. Mm-hmm. Where did you get those?
Where did we get those, babe? Walmart?
Amanda, I can't say her last name, can
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
Hug and kiss. It's hug and kiss. Anytime
Amanda
that a woman's
hug and kiss.
Yeah. Anytime that a woman's name is Amanda, her last name
is
automatically.
Or tug and pull.
Well, her wonderful mother sent us a box of goodies.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mom. And
I love
they
Amanda's
had the
box
most
of goodies.
Gigantic underwear I've ever seen.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seriously looks like skydiving equipment.
Pull. Well, needless to say, I'm the only one who's worn them since we've got them, and they are very comfortable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't you wearing them on your head right now?
That's not where I usually wear them. I wear them on my my torso, and it's very comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It works putting it out there.
Works for John because he doesn't need a lot of frontal area space.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I smell a lightsaber battle coming on.
I want to go ahead and send a shout out to Amanda, Neil, and Bob. Thank you so much for giving us this shit.
Thank you for the decor.
Okay, let's go to Facebook topics. We had one.
What's her name again? Dingleberry?
No.
Dingler.
Amy Dingler. Okay, yeah.
This is Lieutenant Dangle.
Wow. The things that Greg finds funny. All right, let's talk Facebook topics. We had a listener who suggested that we talk about bad jokes that we've told on stage or off stage and how we handled a failed joke. Why am I getting a cue from you, Zach? What's up?
Because I was in college and just sitting in a dorm room.
Uh-huh.
And I had a friend, and he was of a darker nature.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And he did all sorts of impressions, and he did this one where he did this really good Tigger impression from Winnie the Pooh.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was really, really good. And I ended up saying to him, not thinking, I go, "You're just a big black Tigger."
Oh.
That was not good.
How did that go?
Not well. I didn't. I
bet
left
he didn't
the lounge
even make you dinner that night.
Anyway, bad jokes.
And so you all voted for Obama. Yeah. What are you doing?
Speaking of bad jokes, there's one for you. So let's go around the room and talk. Zach went first. How about you, Greg? Bad jokes, a bad joke.
Yeah,
that you told
the very first time I was on stage at the Improv, I started out really strong. And that's the whole way I describe it. It was strong. It was like banging a girl and getting her going. And all of a sudden, just like pulling out and nutting and saying, "Well, I'm done." And leaving her there going, like, "What the fuck?" Because I threw in this McDonald's joke that everybody told me to quit using.
Uh-huh.
And I used it. And
of course.
Yeah, because so, I still thought it was funny in my mind.
What's the joke?
It's I go into McDonald's at 10:15. There's a lady at the register, and then I get there at 10:30. Order breakfast. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I want to talk to the McManager because I was McPissed. And then I told him to McFuck off or something.
Whenever I
left, you know, sorry about the F bombs, Rob Reagan. Sorry, listen to our show again. I'm sorry for using the F-bomb.
God almighty.
Wow.
But this is Rated R Radio, so shut up, stupid. So
Jesus.
Anyways, I use that, and you could even see
gaining
in my
listeners
set.
By the minute.
I would rather him just say fuck at that point.
I know.
Calling out our listeners by name and personally insulting them.
Exactly. But anyway, I have it on video. I'd love to post it sometime once I actually have a bunch of good videos.
Yeah.
Then I can throw in the one bad one where, like, wow, this is the early days of the
internet. Yeah.
But it was horrible because I thought I did great, and I did starting out. But once that joke hit, the audience was
just
like, audience was like, dude, I hope he catches mesothelioma.
What about you, John? You've got a good one, don't you?
Well, it's not an on-stage joke. It's more of something that kind of happened in real life. Years ago, you and I, Mike, used to work for a specific production company at a specific theme park here in Florida.
Yeah.
That is no longer here.
Right.
It has a new name and everything. And we used to get taken to radio stations and did promos for this place.
Right.
Because the PR person loved us.
Yeah, I remember this
story. Oh, yeah. And then one particular morning, we had two radio spots to do at a Clear Channel station.
Uh-huh.
And we got there, and we're wearing our costumes, and we're in character and all that stuff. And we go and do the first radio spot, and I thought I was brilliantly funny. After listening to the replay, I just did fart jokes.
The whole time you were going,
yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, man.
I mean,
but at the time,
like
yes,
a Picasso.
But But at the time, it seemed like it was like
it was so funny. Genius. Oh my god! And then after that, and in between that one and the second one, we sat in the green room with the comedian Godfrey from the 7-Up Yours commercial.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh wow!
And he was hilarious, and I'm making him laugh. So I'm thinking, oh my god, I'm so funny. So after that, the radio station liaison Maria was her name.
Yeah.
Is walking myself and you and the PR lady from the park to the next spot, and we're walking down this hallway, and there's about 20 different radio stations as we're going to, and she's pointing them all out, and she says, "This is our easy listening radio station." And I go, "Oh, are we going to do a spot there?" "No." And then she goes, "This is our hard rock station." "Oh, are we going to do a spot there?" "No." And then she goes, "This is our all Spanish-speaking radio station." I go, "Oh, are we going to do a spot there?" And she goes, "No, why? Do you speak Spanish?" And I said, "No, but I've done some landscaping."
Woo! Yeah.
And as soon as I said that, I looked at Maria. Maria.
She beat you down like a pinata.
She should have, but it just dawned on me how Hispanic Maria was at that very moment.
Uh-huh. Just then, Maria wasn't a clue. Her name.
No, not at all.
No, of course not
at all. And then you went, "Dude!" And the PR girl went, "Oh my god, I can't believe you said that!" And then my brain went, "Oh no,
I could." Yeah. And the funny thing is that Maria was like, "Ha ha ha, whatever," you know. And
yeah.
Pushed us into
she
the
little brushed
green
it
room.
Off.
She put us in that little green room, and we were like, "Okay, thank you, Maria. Thank you so much." And as soon as that door closed behind her. Me and Allison was her name, the PR lady, and Allison and I just turned around and we were like, "What are you doing?
Yeah, what is you wrong with you?
You cannot make those kind of jokes."
Yeah,
and laughing through
well,
that.
Why not?
Thing. Because it's obviously huge.
We were representing a company.
We're representing a
right, but it's a comical company. It's a
yeah, but it's not that kind of comical
yeah,
company.
Exactly.
We were representing two companies that day.
Yeah,
and I had totally a turd flew out of my mouth.
Well, why was it so bad? I mean, there was only like, what,
you don't
four
understand
of
why
you?
That's a bad joke.
You yeah, I can understand because you said right, it in front well, of then. The Spanish station, but why why did that lady get offended?
Because she was Hispanic.
Oh.
Her name was Maria.
Oh, my God. I can't
Hello,
believe
Gregory.
It.
Hello, Gregory. Welcome to the podcast.
oh, well, you know, forget her if she can't take a joke.
Wow.
That's a good F word you just came up with.
Good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am trying to work on my language.
Yes, we're trying to get Graham and everyone in general to stop dropping the F-bomb so much on the show for your listening convenience.
That way we can get back stupid listeners like Rob Reagan.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Rob. We love you.
Yeah, we do. But anyway, I went up on stage one time and told a joke about a kid who came and saw the show with his family for whatever reason. They brought this kid to the late night comedy show. And this was all a joke. Like, I completely made this up just so I could get to this punchline. And after the show was over, everybody's walking out and we're shaking hands with them. And the kid came up. Apparently, I'd offended him with some of my humor. And the kid comes up to me and he says, "I wish you would have never gone on stage." And I go, "That's all right." And I look down at him and I go, "That's all right. I wish that you would have went to school at Sandy Hook."
Mm.
Oh, and I told that joke. The first time I ever told that joke, the audience literally, like, they it just dropped. It was just over. I mean,
I was there.
It turned into the Colorado Theater.
It was like a bucket of rattlesnakes got dropped in everybody's lap. And
oh,
they were like,
my God.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
about
because facial expressions work really well on radio.
Oh, yeah. Well, if anybody's ever had a goddamn rattlesnake drop in their pocket,
they
shit.
Can imagine. What about you, Devin? Have you? What is your bad joke?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. I think I did. I may or may not be a teacher.
Okay.
Right.
So I did a little thing about me being a teacher, and then I did a thing about how I like porn.
Okay.
Which wouldn't have been as bad if I didn't set it up this way. I said, you know, I found this great cheerleader porn the other day. I was getting really into it.
And
you
may or may not be a high school teacher.
Right, no. May or may not. And I was getting really into it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulled my pants down, feeling it. And then they kicked me out of their car wash. And I was
but, that's funny, though.
I was all like, "This is the last time I support Central Middle School."
Oh, That's funny. How did that not? That didn't go over.
They
well?
Don't like being offended. Apparently.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Oh man. All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be talking about your best excuses and best ways to get out of work. We're gonna have that and more coming up here on Kings of the Podcastle.
My penis itches.
And now the Kings presents our worst jokes.
What's the difference between a 57 Chevy and a dead baby?
What?
I didn't have sex with a 57 Chevy last night.
Ah! What the hell?
I did.
Oh. How many queefs does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
I don't know. I've never seen a queef screw in a light bulb.
What did the child molester say to the kid while he's walking through the woods?
What?
What are you crying for? I got to walk out of here alone.
Yeah, good job, Madeline.
That makes me cringe.
Do you think that the African kids with weave are really good at rubbing their belly and patting their heads? Terrible.
Check us out on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and subscribe today. Please do that. Send us a good review. We like getting reviews on there. Good
for
or bad.
Free.
Yeah, it's all free. Go to Stitcher. Check us out on Stitcher. You can download that for your phone and listen to us on Stitcher. You can also check us out at www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. Shoot us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. And, of course, we're at facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle.
Okay, all right, Greg. That fucking song.
Yeah, the he's jungle, like, baby.
Oh, my God, yes. Greg was loving that rejoin song right there.
Fuck yeah. Remember how his hair was in that video? It was like the last great effort of 80s hair band.
Hold on. A beautiful song, an iconic 80s glam rock song.
Yeah.
And his hair. That's what you remember, is his hair.
It was part of it.
Oh, my God, dude. Axl Rose never had his hair like that ever again.
No, he really didn't, and still
does. It was all like
back when Axl was actually cool. Now he is the furthest thing from cool ever.
He's beyond douchebag. He's actually
he's terrible.
He's
super
garbage.
He's super asshole.
Is he still recording that Republic of China album?
Or whatever that came out.
They finally did.
And it went and didn't do crap.
It was Chinese democracy.
That's what it was.
Did you listen to it?
I like three songs, and I'm like, there's nothing good about that.
I listened to the whole thing. There's a few that was pretty good.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I've never heard any of them.
No.
Okay, let's talk about you guys. Everybody here has a job. Have you guys ever called out of work and been completely lying?
Very first job, I got fired for doing that.
Oh, really? What was this? Tell us a story.
And I hope our listener up in Colorado can hear this story because he was with me that day. Ryan Hilliard. I worked for United Supermarket in Graham, Texas. And they were like, oh, we're going to do this today. And I was like, oh, I got to work. And they were like, well, just make something up. And I was like, oh, does that work? You know, this is my first job. And they were like, just tell them something. I was like, I called them. I was like, hey, my friend was in a car accident, and I witnessed it, and I've got to go with him to the hospital and everything. And he's like, hold on. And I was on hold. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Finally comes back. Hey, we just wanted to say, if your friend in a car accident's more important than your job, just turn in your apron when you get back.
Really?
And I was like, and my buddies heard that in the phone, and he goes, dude, fuck that. He goes, we work at Pizza Hut, man. We'll get you a job there. Fuck them.
Forget them.
That
so you
out.
Got fired.
Yeah, I got fired, and I didn't really give two shits. Sacking groceries is gay.
Yeah. I have, I'm not going to incriminate myself like Greg has, but I have definitely done it.
And what's the story?
I can't tell you.
What?
I can't.
No, you have
you
to.
You have to.
No, I can't.
You have to tell us the excuse that you used at least.
Son of a bitch, you even brought the damn thing up, and here you are pushing it like, Hey, everybody, I want to hear your stories, but I can't tell mine because mine involves a cock and
Why did you even say anything?
I've got a story here about it. I was just kind of getting your opinion.
So you don't you have a story, but you're not willing to tell everybody.
I mean, who hasn't? Okay, here's the honest truth. Who hasn't ever called in and not been completely truthful? Like, my mom, when I was growing up, would call into work all the time and just tell them that she had a headache, and that was it. I'm not coming in today. I have a headache.
Well,
and
she
people
had
do
you.
That kind of stuff all the time.
Right,
well, good
you
point.
Were the headache.
I have a headache. His name is Mike. He's right there. but, you know, I've done that before.
Country.
Like, you call and you say, hey, I'm not feeling well, or hey, you know, my grandmother died or anything like that. But I have here that 60% of bosses actually don't believe it when you call in sick. Your boss doesn't believe you at all. According to this new survey, they do not believe their employees whenever they call in sick. The main reason for not believing an employee is that they don't sound sick enough. And one third of bosses will actually go to your social media website
and check on it to make
sure that you're actually sick. Now, you're a supervisor where you work, John. So
right.
Have you ever done that?
Yes. Not only here, but mostly where I worked previously.
Oh, up in New Jersey?
I'd hear all of it. I'd hear all of it. And I'd get the messages in the morning, and I'd hear, I don't feel good, so I'm not going to make my shift today.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'd hear that, and that's obviously bullcrap.
Right, especially when they're calling at like 2:30 when you know the bar's just closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, when you hired me for that former production company we all worked for,
right?
You told me, and I was cool with it, you said, listen, if your eyes are bleeding in the morning, grab some tissues on your way in.
Yeah, that was the rule.
But the one
You're
time
not allowed
you let
to
me,
call in sick.
The one time you let me off when I called in, and I came in, and you sent me home, though, because I called in first, but I still came in. You're
right.
Like, just go home. Is when I had that wisdom tooth problem, and you saw it in my eyes. You're like, this dude looks like he's about to cry like
the
a
difference
bitch.
Between that, the difference between those two, between that scenario is that we were all independent contractors, and
right.
in that particular position,
and
it
there
was
wasn't
a
pool of people to call.
Exactly,
in.
there was a cast of five people, and if one of those people called out that day, it was it was a showdown situation. Go ahead, Zach.
One of the great things about my work is that it's project based.
Yeah.
So I have office time. I mean, I have to go in and sit in an office and do that. But my boss has told me, you know, as long as no one's looking for you, no one's looking for you. So.
Wow, that's awesome. Go ahead, Devin.
The great thing about teaching that not a lot of people know is we don't have to call in. We have an online system that we just go on and click sick or click personal day, and that's it.
Really?
And then
that's
they find
awesome.
Us up for us. We don't have to give any explanation.
That is awesome.
Well, see, that's what, yeah, see, you have that kind of awesome benefit. And why I was so surprised at Greg's story is because, like right now, where you work, John, they have a huge system. Like if you were to call in and say,
we've got five other people we can call.
Exactly. And they won't ever say, no, you need to get here. We need you here.
Right.
They just won't. They will actually put a show down.
Can I add to that? The production company that we used to work for, there was one day when I was working up in Atlanta. We used to do comedy shows in a theme park, and this one particular day, I had 102 fever, and there was nobody to replace me. It was also 100 degrees that day. We performed outside. I came to work with 102 fever.
Mm-hmm.
I got on stage, and I was funny.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. You thought you were anyway.
I think he's trying to get a blowjob out of me.
But I really want to say something that Devin
Forget
will agree.
You guys. Forget you guys.
Devin will agree with this. And I'll tell you this. This is probably 100% of restaurants. If you're sick, and I mean, it's clearly you're coughing and sneezing, and you can't get somebody to cover your shift, your boss will raise hell if you don't go ahead and work your shift.
Really?
So anytime I've got a cold or something, and I've been in the service industry, and this hasn't happened in the last 10 years, but I'll go ahead and say it. When I worked for Red Lobster, I clearly was sneezing, coughing, went to the doctor.
That's terrible whenever you're working in the food industry.
I know, and then my boss said, well, we don't have anybody that can cover you, so you're going to have to come in. And I'm like, but I'm actually like sick, like contagious sick. Like, well, you didn't get anybody to cover your shift, and I'm not going to cover it for you. So if you want your job. So I came in there and coughed and sneezed and wiped my hand and served people. Hey, it's not my fault I'm sick. I tried to get out of it, but it's Red Lobster's responsibility at
Forget
that point.
Forget them.
Yeah.
We're having to forget a lot of stuff this
year. Yeah, we're going to have to play that song.
I used to work on a cruise ship. And if you were sick, you could actually be kicked off. You could lose your job for coming into work sick because they're so freaked out about
that
disease spreading.
Yeah. Kicked off the ship? Here's a life raft. Good luck.
That's not
see
a,
you later,
no, no,
buddy.
No,
it's not like that.
No, no, no. That's not a joke. They will. There's tugboats. If you're by land, a tugboat will come out and you're leaving. I'm not even kidding at all.
That sounds like an HR situation.
That sounds
that's
lawsuit
part of your contract.
Waiting to happen.
No, that's part of your contract. You have to sign a contract with them whenever
you're
you do
not
that.
In the United States. You don't have rights anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, so then if they're going to kick me off the boat for being sick, I can go down and jeopardize the engine room. That's what happened to those Carnival cruises.
Go ahead, Devin, go ahead.
I actually have an interesting story. I worked at Hooters for 3 years when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Really? How did you look in the outfit?
that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oddly
well,
enough.
Forget you.
Anyways, I was working with this guy who was like 35. His name was Poe, and about
Poe. The story gets better and better.
Did he have family, and they called him the Poe folk? I'm sorry. Go
Did
ahead.
Did he have a sandwich? And I'm not even.
No.
Never mind.
I'm not even gonna finish that one.
So anyways, between 1 and 3, we were always slow, and our boss had us go outside and play football with the chicks, like to bring in people, because they would see these chicks running around
playing
football.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah.
Tackle?
Yeah, no. So it was in the parking lot.
Two-hand touch?
No, we were just throwing the ball, basically. Oh. So anyways, I threw the ball at Poe, and it bounced and went behind the big dumpster, and he ran back there.
Yeah, it did.
He ran back there, and he comes back out, like, really slowly. Takes off his shoes, throws them in the trash, walks to his car, gets in, and drives away.
What?
And
what?
I was like, "What the fuck? What the forget was that?" And so, anyways, I went inside and I called him on his house phone because he lived right around the block. I was like, "Poe, what happened, man?" He's like, "Bro, I just had to go. I just had to go, man. I couldn't do it." And I was like, "What happened?" He's like, "I stepped in shit, bro. I stepped in shit." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "There was shit behind the dumpster."
Uh-huh.
I was like, "How do you know? Like, why didn't you just hose your like shoes off?" He's like, "It was human shit, bro. It was human shit."
Aww.
And I was like, "How do you know it was human shit?" He's like, "Cause the guy was shitting when I stepped in it." Like, there was a homeless guy behind the dumpster who was taking a dump, and he knocked him over and stepped into his shit when he ran behind the dumpster.
Well, at least the guy could have done was throwing your ball back and said,
"No,
you go.
Hey,
no.
Was this
help, please?"
He probably was going to use it to wipe.
Was that a guy Poe? Like, whenever you called him,
oh
was
my
he
God,
like,
"I don't even want to hear the end of this."
Was he curled up in a ball in the shower, like rocking back and forth? And it was human shit. That
crying game music playing. Okay, well, along the lines of the calling out of work, I have here the top 10 excuses that your bosses have heard. Number 10 is, "I dyed my hair the wrong color." That's a
what?
Good one. Yeah, "I dyed my hair the wrong
color."
I've
never heard that one.
"My dog is scared and I don't want to leave him."
Never heard that before. No. What a crock of shit.
Number 8, "I drank too much and fell asleep on someone's floor, but I don't know where I am."
That could
I
possibly
could use that.
Be one.
That could have. I've actually used that one before.
I've kind of called in for a similar reason. Well, actually, I didn't call in. I drank cognac for the first time the night before, and I was 5.5 hours late to work the next day.
Oh, my God.
Nobody noticed.
Nice.
Nobody said anything.
Shows
nobody noticed.
How productive
I just,
you are at work.
Yeah, right? I just creeped into the office and went, "Hey, guys." And like, "Hey, John." Whatever.
You're going to love this one. "I'm taking a bath and my toe is caught in the faucet."
What?
I wouldn't go with toe caught in the faucet.
John, you actually experienced this yesterday. My pants split on the way to work.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me, too.
Oh, you have?
I had to turn around and go back home. I was late for work.
Number 5, "The dog ate my shoes," which is a Poe problem. "I hurt myself during sex." Number 4.
Greg's anybody? Never done that before.
That would be a good.
Yeah.
That's not what your mom said.
Hi-oh!
Number 3, "I'm stuck in the house
Can
because."
Wait. Can what? We just put "that's what your mom said" on one of the hot buttons over there for Greg? Because that's apparently the go-to comeback. So we just have
it
ready.
Oh, no. Your mom didn't make it to work because I broke her hip. So sorry. Oh
well, God. You're not sure about that because you weren't the only guy in the room, right?
That's right.
Number 3, "I'm stuck in the house because the door is broken." I'm literally stuck in the house.
Wow.
Number
That's
two.
That's because Devin over here lives in the Keebler Elves neighborhood.
Number two is my girlfriend bit me in a sensitive place.
Which has never happened to Devin.
Oh,
considering that Greg is all sensitive, then
why didn't I get
anywhere.
Rid of that button?
number one excuse, my mom just died from an employee who has already used that excuse before.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope it was a car accident.
How many moms do you have?
Could have two.
Terrible.
You could have two.
All right, let's see here. Okay, this one you guys have been waiting for.
Men are high maintenance.
Men are high maintenance.
You guys have been waiting to get on me on this one.
Any man
Stephanie's here. She could chime in and maybe agree or disagree on this one.
Okay.
So,
I require frozen pizza. That's it.
Let me read you this story here. According to this new survey, 1 in 5 women say that their husband or boyfriend is the high maintenance one in their relationship, and here are the 5 reasons why. 1, men are more likely to throw a tantrum if they don't get what they want.
Stephanie, right, hold on.
Agreed.
Wow. Okay.
I can see that.
I see where I stand.
Two, guys spend more time in the bathroom getting ready to go out than women do.
Why are you looking at me? You don't even
you look at me. We all look at John.
Yeah, dude,
why?
For real.
No, Stephanie, give us a...
Hold
yes.
on. I've got news. If they're spending that much time in the bathroom, they're not getting ready.
Mm.
But I am getting ready.
No.
Seriously, John will open the door and he looks like Jack Nicholson from As Good As It Gets coming out with the steam following him.
Me? Whatever. I have a woman. I don't even need to do that anymore.
That's the noise
is
we're making.
Battling an octopus? What the fuck is going on over here?
Yeah, it's 20,000 leagues under the sea when I'm in the bathroom.
Number 3, men are more likely to refuse to leave the house without their hair looking perfect and without the right clothes.
How's that work for
not
you, Mike?
Mike?
Yeah, that's not me at all. Number 4, men constantly need to be told, I love you. Is that true, Steph?
She's beaming at me right now.
She's nodding.
Waiting for the first time. She's please. I'm carrying your child. You
things
can at least say
Devin
something.
Has never heard.
Number 5, guys get upset when women don't answer when they call. Is that true over there?
Is that true, babe?
You guys spend a lot of time on the phone, though.
We do spend like 99.9% of our time on the phone.
Does he get mad whenever you don't answer the phone? Like, is he like, where were you? And you're like, babe, I was just
who
in
are
the
you
bathroom.
Fucking?
Yeah. No.
Forgetting.
Who are you forgetting? Who are you forgetting? Dude.
He
come
may
on,
not
man.
Do that, but I am pregnant.
So she does that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you doing it without me?
Now, the reason why I know you guys have been waiting to get on me on this one is because apparently I learned something about myself last night. Apparently, I am a high maintenance person.
So high maintenance.
Okay. I do not consider myself high maintenance. When I get into Devin's car, okay, Devin has he has a dog. Fuck, I can't even remember his name.
Landon.
God.
Forget.
I actually literally forgot. But okay, so Landon is a shedder. He's a dog that sheds quite a bit. And when Devin takes him around town in the car, there's hair all over the seat. So last night, before I would get in the car, I used one of those little rolly stick of lint roller things.
Really?
No.
You
a lot of it.
The entire roll. Yeah.
But that intrigues me because I've been in the inside of your car.
Yeah.
And wow.
Yeah, you need a hazmat suit to.
Yeah, but it's trash. It's not dog hair. Like, I'll have like McDonald's bags and bottles and Coke bottles and stuff like
spit
that.
Spit.
Yeah, exactly.
So
backy.
So he gets in and he spends about 5 minutes sticky rolling where he's gonna sit.
Right, where
and
I
then
was
he,
gonna sit. Yeah.
Then he gets into the car and we start driving to the comedy club and he starts sticky rolling the rest of the car.
But I figured I was doing you a favor. I don't understand what's wrong with this.
Yeah, and now his dog is going to be pissed because he had it all set up back
but you
then.
Have to see. You have to see this, though, man. This dog doesn't lose like a couple of hair. Like Buster, you'll find Buster hair from time to time on the couch or maybe on your bed covers. But his
or
dog,
on your ball while you're masturbating.
Or
how did that get there?
Yeah,
or in the peanut butter jar.
Do you ever go down on Stephanie and like come up with like a Buster hair in your mouth?
No, because I use Mike's sticky roll first.
Oh,
nothing like a good sticky roll in the morning.
So yeah, apparently I'm a high maintenance person because I got all the hair out of the seat.
Not
no,
just that.
But then we get to the bar.
Twin
we get
Peaks.
To the Twin Peaks was amazing.
Yes, it was.
It is the Alpine Hooters, and it is beautiful.
Seriously, awesome. Like Lumberjacks had sex with a Hooters girl, and that's the kid they produced.
Right.
So we're there, and Mike orders this delicious 28-degree beer, and it is in a giant frosty mug.
This is normal.
Mine was 27.9.
Hold on. And he finishes half of the beer, and then he goes, ooh. And we're like, what?
One.
He goes, there's a little chip right here. There's a chip on the lip of the beer.
Hold on,
and
let him
he
finish.
Got it into his mind that there was a shard of glass somewhere in that beer that he was going to drink, and he sent it back and caused a big scene.
It was not a big scene. Let me defend myself first. Number one, I only took two drinks out of that thing before I noticed the shard of glass.
That's how I
noticed it.
No shard of glass, just a missing piece.
A missing piece of the glass on the rim of a glass. And
you
the
didn't know where
it
was.
No, and the reason why I noticed it was because it snagged my lip, and I didn't want to cut my damn lip on the thing, so I sent it back. John, are you backing me up on this? Are you with me? You send back a broken glass,
John,
don't you?
John shaves his asshole. This is not, this is not for him. Like,
that's not a fair argument.
That just means that I'm particular, so yes, I do back you up, Mike.
Yeah. If there's a broken, if your glass is chipped, you send it back.
Well, it's because we had this discussion about the decanter downstairs. It's got all these chipped pieces of glass off of the like
off the
top.
Lid part. Yeah.
And you even mentioned like, think how much we've drank out of this, and like how many little broken shards of glass.
We probably.
I'm like, well, I thought that was fajita night, you know. Like, yeah, I was like, well, you know, it's just that's just normal. Yeah,
when I saw red on the toilet paper, I was like, you know,
that's just I ate a lot of cheese that day. I just had a lot of cheese.
That chili did me wrong.
I almost blew out my O-ring. You know, it's no big deal.
Almost blew out my O-ring. So do you drink cold Schlager?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how is it any different?
Because
that makes your dookie twinkle.
Yeah.
It's a golden turd.
Right. It sparkles like in the Twilight movie.
That's why I turn on a disco ball whenever I take a piss after it's gold Schlager.
A sparkly turd probably has more talent than the Twilight movie.
No, that's true. No kidding. No, but seriously, this is a serious thing here. If you got a chip in your glass, it's not safe, man. You send it back, especially at a restaurant where they can just pour you another one in a fresh glass, and they should be throwing that one out.
You should have drank more of the beer and got more of the beer in you. That broken shard of glass isn't going to be floating around. It's going to be at the bottom, so you watch the bottom very carefully as you're drinking.
Dude, but he had drank.
I'm three quarters done. Here you go. Take it back. It's got a broken chip.
You know what I do if there's a chip in the rim of a glass?
What?
I take it and I turn it 90 degrees and I continue drinking.
Oh, whatever.
But he's talking about what if there was a little broken, because the beer was so cold that it looked like you were drinking part of the Titanic.
It was ridiculously cold. All right, we got to take a break here. We're running behind on time. When we come back, it's going right into the ridiculous news here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Jar Jar Binks made episode 1.
That means I'm a complete dumbass.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Hello, everybody. We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Check us out on iTunes. Of course, go to iTunes and subscribe. Send us a review there. You can go check us out on Stitcher. Download it on your phone. Check us out at www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. And, of course, you can send us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com. And we are on Facebook, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle.
And I just want to mention that the Killers are an awesome, awesome band.
Oh, are they ever? Yeah, they're amazing.
They're an amazing band. That I forget the name of Hot Fuss.
Yep,
was it every single song on there was awesome.
It was a beautiful album. It was a really well done album. Yes. It had a nice structure and a good flow to it.
It was basically an 80s callback band. I mean, their style.
It made me think of Duran Duran, even though they're a little bit more hard rock than Duran Duran, but like their look and everything, and just their overall style, just kind of made me think of that. But
have they done anything else lately?
They have. They put albums out, but nothing's touched the first one.
The first one, the Hot Fuss one.
Yeah, it was
great. And they were a Hot Fuss when that first came out.
Oh, man.
It was all over the air.
They were killer.
And yeah.
By the way, why don't we...
I know it.
Why don't we have any Duran Squared music queued up. I mean, seriously.
Because we're not gay.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Come on. Hungry Like the Wolf is one of the greatest songs of all time.
Hungry Like the Wolf is a good one. Come on.
Sure.
It is a good one.
Of all time. It's like in the top 10.
Did you say that was the greatest song of all time?
No, it's one of the greatest of all time. It's in the top 10.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Oh, my God. It's better than Our House in the Middle of the Street.
Is it better than Pantera?
Forget you. F-bomb no.
If you haven't
Dimebag is rolling over in his grave because you said that.
If you haven't been able to tell today so far, we have the original cast and crew is hanging out all in the same place today.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah.
And who is
Titties and Beer and Jaeger.
It's been a while since we had a circle jerk, guys, but I'm ready for it.
All right. We're heading right into our final segment of the show, which is always, of course, our ridiculous news. And we're going to start things off talking about hops.
Hops.
You remember
That's an Oklahoma band.
It is. It is.
So the beer is going to be like 1.5%?
Thanks for giving it away, but yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Oh,
Hanson,
really? Wow.
Hanson, the child band from the 90s, they have all grown up. They're huge fans of craft beer, and they have partnered with Mustang Brewing in Oklahoma, and they have released a new beer called Hops.
Really?
An obvious play on their one hit that they
had.
Sure,
right.
Yeah.
Well, but I said that because in Texas, growing up in North Texas, close to Oklahoma, we all knew if you went across the border and got beer,
you could get
and brought
six
it
points.
Back, yeah, you could bring back like 3 cases. In the high school party, you look like a badass.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, in Oklahoma, you're not allowed to sell 3.2 beer in like a 7-Eleven or a grocery store, but you can still get 6-point beer at the liquor store. So it's not like you can't get it anywhere. It's just not in the... You can't go down to get gas and
pick
up a
12. And I'll bet, though, that the bottles will be in twister tops.
Why?
I don't get it.
Because they put them up in the bottles.
Because it's in Oklahoma, and there's twisters in Oklahoma.
Sorry.
And a twister.
Oh, I thought it was because they twisted up their butt.
What is this point beer you're talking about?
Oh, you've never heard of this?
No.
Okay, in most of the continental United States.
I'm from Florida.
Right.
Florida.
Yeah.
We're
okay.
Well,
that is part of the continental United States.
The limp dick of the United States. Yes.
In most of the U.S., they sell. You're allowed to sell up to any beer that is up to 6 point in alcohol, 6% alcohol by volume.
Right.
In Oklahoma, they have the Bible Belt beer law, and it's 3.2. You can only sell up to 3.2% alcohol.
That's
by volume.
Awful.
It is awful.
You have
to drive across the border to Texas to get real beer. So anytime you go and buy a Miller Lite here in Florida, it's up to 6 point. I think their actual alcohol is
like
5.5. It's like 4.5 or 5.5. Yeah. But you can go up to 6 point, and then anything over that is considered a premium or whatever, and you have to get it at the liquor store. Blah blah blah. I'm not exactly sure how the laws work exactly here, but in Oklahoma, anything above 6 point, you have to go. Above 3.2, you have to go to the liquor store to pick it up. So they're brewing this craft beer. My guess is that it's probably going to be a premium craft beer that's like 6 point at least.
My guess is that you start off thinking it's a girly drink, but then it actually turns out to be a guy drink.
Very, very true.
That's the way
but
I
But the thing is,
Hanson.
So whenever they released this beer, they sent a 12-pack of it, or probably a lot more than that, to the premiere party of The Hangover 3.
Yeah,
where they debuted it was at this thing. But apparently it didn't go too well for them. Because,
hold on. It debuted in the movie or at
the
premiere show?
It was at the rap party or whatever, the finale party that they had. They debuted this Hops and sent it out there for all of the big celebrities and everybody worked on the movie to enjoy their beer, right? But I guess it didn't go over too well because the beer company, the Mustang Brewery CEO, released a statement saying that the recipe that they sent to them was just a demo and it wasn't the final recipe had not determined yet. Mm. So they didn't necessarily say it was bad, but they were like,
and this is
this
what
isn't
they,
exactly.
So it was, crap.
They didn't, nobody had like normal craps the next morning. They had Hangover Black.
Oh, gross.
God.
I just thought that was interesting that the boys from Hanson have all grown up and they're releasing their own beer.
Well, good for them, though.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's see here. Where the hell did it go? Oh, okay. So if you guys had an opportunity to drive a police car, would you take it?
Hell absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I see them all the time at the auction things in front of Walmart or whatever. You pull out and it's like an old used cop car.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the Blues Brothers and shit.
Okay, I was about to say, if I ever did purchase a police car from an auction, I'm totally wearing the suit.
Right. Yeah, you've got to play the part.
Got
right?
to.
But no, okay, so that's great to find one in auction. But let's see here. Citizens of Valley Falls, Kansas are actually furious about what they are calling misconduct by auxiliary police and by the council members who okayed it. The residents are, apparently what has happened, the residents are pissed at council for giving auxiliary police members who are not police officers permission to patrol the streets in police cruisers. So these are like regular citizens that are a part of this group or whatever, and they've given them police cruisers, like full on. Not I'm not talking about like auction.
Like Zimmerman, no hoodie kid to
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Council
so
said
they too get to sit in the parking lot and look at their laptops for 7 hours.
Right,
and we pay them.
So the center of the bridge, facing opposite with another cop, and just talk about BS.
Council said that at the time, the intention of having civilians on patrol was to make kids feel comfortable with hanging out downtown. Instead, citizens say total mayhem ensued. They reported seeing teenagers drag racing and speeding up and down the city's main street, sirens and flashing lights being turned on and off, air horns blowing. Even one auxiliary officer driving around with a young girl on his lap.
Yeah.
So it was like a full-on party. Yeah. It was like, yeah, we are the cops for the night, baby. Let's let it roll.
Seriously, we need to go to this town and have like a remote podcast.
Valley Falls residents say the situation was out of control, and the police officers who are trained to respond to such situations were instead at the office filling out paperwork.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where's this Valley Falls were?
It's Valley Falls, Kansas, yeah.
Now, that just sounds like a town that would have like a cool like Varsity Blues type of atmosphere.
Well, I used to actually work at Blockbuster Video, and the cops would come in right before their shift, and they would rent out Girls Gone Wild and different seasons of different seasons of TV shows, and they would return them the next day, and they'd have watched the equivalent of like 4 or 5 hours of shows every single night. And it was really awkward too, because sometimes they would come in the next day with like their wife, and they'd only have a 3-item checkout like maximum, and they'd get like 2 items and they've already had 2 things checked out, and like you're over the limit, and they'd be like, what's checked out? And I'd be like, well,
Debbie Does Dallas,
little GGW, you know.
Check out how lucky this guy in Minnesota was. A 34-year-old man bought an abandoned house for $10,100 to remodel and flip it. When he busted into the walls and got started with his renovations, he found a copy of the most valuable comic book of all time. It is the 1938 comic with the first appearance of Superman. Guess how much this bad boy is worth if it's in mint condition.
Oh, my God. Give me a guesstimation. Millions. I would say at least $5
million. Go ahead, Zach.
$45,000.
No.
$70,000.
No.
$3
million. $2 million is what it is.
$2 million.
$2 million for a comic book. For a comic book. Now this one is pretty beat up because it was being hidden inside of the walls. But the bidding on this thing is already well over $150,000.
So it wasn't in plastic; it was just in the wall.
Yeah, yeah. He just found it. Like he was tearing down stuff, getting ready to go, and he bought this house for $10,000.
Wow. Okay? You know, I usually don't put things in plastic when I beat up walls either. So.
Yeah. 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 I mean,
and I'm having a child.
But yeah, I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine saying, $10,000, I'm going to renovate this house, no problem. And you find that, and you're like, what? $2 million?
That's luck right there.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
like finding a Mickey Mantle baseball card in the attic. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I need to search my attic, by the way, speaking of that, just
well,
to make sure.
This house wasn't back then, but you might find a Cecil Fielder card from 1985.
Right. Or the skeleton of a dead child. Whatever.
Ah.
Sophia. Yeah, Sophia. No.
Oh, my God.
Have we ever told the backstory of that?
Yes. Yeah, we have. Okay, everybody knows. Sophia is the ghost. If you're a new listener, though, Sophia is the ghost of the studio, and it's you'll have to listen to some of the other episodes and figure out.
Yeah, but listen, child pornography is not funny.
Yeah, just be careful. I don't think the child porn is all that funny.
Yeah.
Stupid crimes. What am I going into here? Yes, stupid crimes. Last October, a 51-year-old man in England shoplifted an $18 package of beef from a grocery store. And at his trial last week, he explained why. When he was a little boy, he and his grandmother would go to the grocery store, and he would help her shoplift.
Beef?
She has been...
Now that's a good boy.
She's been dead for decades, apparently. But he was reminiscing about her and shoplifted in her honor.
I had an ex-girlfriend who I called $18 package of beef.
You did?
I hate all of you.
I hear you. Another stupid crime. A guy goes to the cops for help after he's accidentally locked in handcuffs. And they find out that he has an outstanding warrant. This has happened on Saturday.
They just left him on?
Yeah, this last Saturday in Washington. A 21-year-old guy and his friend were messing around with some handcuffs that they bought at a thrift shop. Yeah, I know, right?
Man, I have this pink dildo sticking out of my ass.
Help me out.
But that's completely unrelated to the story. That's just Greg, actually.
Greg just making random comments. The 21-year-old ended up getting locked into the handcuffs. He went to the police station and said, "Hey, man, I can't help it." So they ran his name, and they found out that he had an outstanding warrant. They arrested him. There's no word if they took the handcuffs
off. What was the warrant for,
But
though?
They left the dildo in.
It doesn't say. Probably so. Yeah, I don't know if they had to re-handcuff him or if they just threw him in the cell. Who knows? But, so that happened. Have you guys ever done anything stupid like that and got yourself caught by the police? Accidentally told on yourself? I did. When I was in elementary school, I had this best friend that lived on the next street over, and him and his family had gone out of town for like a 2-week vacation. And they were supposed to come back, but it just seemed like, for me, and maybe it's just because I was a kid and I had no real concept of, I guess, how long people are gone, but I thought they abandoned the house. Like, it was gone. It was like my best friend and his family just left. So I decided that I wanted to go in and break in and steal his toys.
Because
I was like, they're just sitting in there. Somebody needs to have these things. I was like 9 years old.
And why not you?
Exactly. So I took my father's hammer and I went over there. And now you got to understand, I mean, I grew up in this neighborhood. Everybody in the neighborhood knew who I was, right? I was the kid that lived in that house.
Heathen down the block.
yeah, exactly. So I went over there with a hammer, and I started just cranking away on the side door in their backyard trying to get in. Like, I was going to break in and take the stuff that was sitting in there rotting needed...
Mr. Nonchalant.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I started cranking away at this doorknob. Well,
Is this the little Mike Lee I see in the picture of with the mullet?
Yes, it is. Actually, and so the light comes on in the backyard of the neighbor's house, and I see them peeking through the window. So what do? I haul ass, run home, and then I go in, and then my mom, I'm like running in, going to my room really fast, and this is at night, and my mom's like, "Where have you been? What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Nothing, going to bed. See you later." And I can go in there, pull the covers up over my head, and just hope to God that I don't get in trouble. Well, about 3 minutes later, I got another little. And guess who was there? But Officer So and So, ready to have a nice long talk.
Stuff
with
you and
Mikey.
Cuff you.
Oh yeah.
And you said nobody's home.
There's nobody here.
I'm asleep.
I'm sleeping. But yeah, I ended up getting in trouble because I'm a dumbass and tried to break into my friend's house with the neighbor that knew who I was right there. Nobody else done anything like that?
Well, I got a question. Then later on, when you got older, did you go and burn that neighbor's house down?
No.
He's did not you. Still you. Have,
that seems like the logical thing to do,
did
right?
You still have the mullet, though?
What?
I don't know.
Up until he couldn't have it anymore, he had the mullet. Probably.
Now, I have a... I remember when I was in middle school, this kid that I really, really hated more than anything... he came walking by me and just bumped me. And to me, that was, like, intentional. Like, I was like, this guy is going down.
He's going down.
And so, anyways, he walked outside. I turned around. I walked right behind him. We were heading to the buses. And this school was, like, a huge school. It was two stories. And I remember I grabbed him by the shirt. And, I mean, I was just getting ready to, like, wail on this kid. And this teacher comes by. And she's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Nothing." And she goes, "You look like you're about to hit him." And I was like, "No, actually, I was about to throw him over the fucking balcony."
was the teacher Jerry Lawler?
Look at there.
Yeah. Anyways, so she, honest to goodness, she shook that off. She like laughed at it. She thought I was
really?
Playing.
Like
yeah.
She thought you were joking around.
Yeah. I was about to pull a Suge Knight. I was about to fucking hang him over
like
the edge.
He was going down.
Him.
Yeah.
Like he was done. And she's like, "Just go to the buses." And then we went to the buses.
And being that you're the ginger version of Larry Bird.
What the? What the forget?
What are you doing? What in the world?
I don't know.
All right. Here's some more stupid idiots out there in the world. The Pierre man has pleaded not guilty to sending chicken feces to the Dewey County Treasury.
Say it like it says.
Dewey County Treasurer?
No, mailing.
Mail. Oh, man pleads not guilty to mailing chicken poo.
There we go.
Yeah, chicken poo, yeah. Look, 49-year-old Tom Parsons entered the plea on Friday in federal court. Trial date has not yet been set, but prosecutors say that Parsons has been in a dispute with the county treasurer over vehicle registration. Authorities say he allegedly placed a registration card in chicken poo and mailed it to the officials in a plastic bag.
How do they know it's chicken poo?
I have no idea. But
because it's some redneck that works in the office comes in, what is this? This smells disgusting. Is this food or something? Some guy walks in, he's like, no, that right there is chicken shit. And that's how they figured it out. There was some guy that worked there that knew that's chicken shit.
According to another stupid crime, Scott Simon butt dialed 911 after getting into a fight with another man at a Waffle House in the early hours on May 5th of this year. The Broward, this is in Florida, actually, I believe.
Shocker. Yeah, no kidding. Two in the pink, one in the stink, but yeah, go ahead.
On a recorded line, Simon can be heard telling someone else that he's going to follow the victim home and kill him.
Nice.
Minutes later, 33-year-old Nicholas Walker was shot and killed while driving his car onto Interstate 95 in Oakland Park. Yeah, this is over on I-95. Homicide detectives arrested Simon, 24, of Pompano Beach Tuesday night. He is charged with first-degree murder.
And they got him because Simon says...
Wow.
John, what the hell's wrong with
you
today,
dude?
You're usually like high up on the rim shots.
I don't know. I'm failing. The day is getting long. I'm failing.
You need a Jaeger bomb.
Something.
When deputies arrived on the scene, they found Walker's silver Buick crashed into a guardrail. Deputies and Oakland Park Fire Rescue put out a fire in the engine compartment, but Walker had already died of gunshot wounds. Detectives are now seeking two other suspects. Apparently, Simon is not the one who pulled the trigger, but he is the one who made it all happen.
Aha.
So, there you have it. Idiots.
Butt dialing can get you in trouble.
Get caught because he's butt dials 911, and they recorded the whole thing.
You know, we
that's
should
a dumbass right
that
there.
That wouldn't have happened if he went to IHOP.
A dumbass?
Goddamn. What Devin?
No, that wouldn't have happened if he went to IHOP.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Thank you for joining us again for episode 18. She's legal. We'll be back next week, of course. Everybody, please have a safe and happy holiday. Of course, tomorrow's Memorial Day, so... You know, have fun. Go get drunk.
Hey, and everybody do a toast to all the people that serve home and abroad, all of our armed troops that make it possible for us to cuss and stuff on this podcast.
There you go. All right, have a great week. We'll see you then. Bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got up in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing us a song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow,
uh-huh.
and then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.